Hello, trainers, and welcome to PokéCast Go. I'm your host, Professor Maple.
I'm Professor Sequoia.
Let's get to our Pokémon news.
It's been a long time.
It has. I'm sorry. I know I've been away for so long.
Yeah, and I forgot how to start this, so we're just going to get into it because...
We're going to get right into it. So much has happened.
Why not?
I hope all of you enjoyed GoFest Chicago and GoFest Germany.
Dortmund,
correct.
I don't know why.
It is also in Germany. GoFest Illinois and GoFest Germany. Is that better?
It technically would be United States.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, but... Dortmund just sticks in my brain for some reason.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody who was there enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. It looked like it was a good time.
It did. It looked really fun. And I'm still a little bitter that I was in Japan for both of them and then won't be in Japan for Yokohama.
Oh.
But whatever. It happens.
It's all right. It's okay. But because of it, we now have Shiny Entei.
Yes, Shiny Entei's coming up. We hope all of you guys had good luck with Shiny Ryoku. Was the last one. Ryoku.
Oh, was it?
Yes, I know. I was on the airplane
getting back
that entire day, so I completely missed it, which I was a little bummed about.
I forgot about it completely, but that's okay, because we also have double raid XP.
I know.
Triple regular XP, triple quadruple Stardust?
No Stardust for this one.
Okay.
Stardust is going to be the next is Yokohama.
Okay.
Right now, going on as of until next Tuesday, which is July 16th, we do have 3x catch XP, 3x hatch XP, 2x raid XP, and 1 hour lucky eggs.
Yeah.
So if you've not hit level 40 yet, now is the time to do so.
I actually have a goal for myself.
I'm mostly saying that to myself.
Okay. Because I also saw a post asking what everyone's goals for the game were. I'm like, I don't have a goal. I just... because it's fun. No, I have a goal now.
Ooh.
Hit 40 before we get Pokestop nominations.
Oh, we've gotten a lot of new Pokestop nominations. So it could be coming here soon. I have no idea, actually.
Since they're just doing it once a month.
I think
they're holding off on the U.S. because we have the largest player base outside of Asia.
Yeah, well, and we just have a huge territory to cover.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to review.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my goal. And so I gotta make sure to get out there and catch and hatch and raid.
My goal is to hit 40. I'm pretty close.
Yeah, you're closer than I am, so. Anyway. Yeah.
And all of this XP bonus, including that double raid bonus for XP, will be live during our Entei raid day, which is this Sunday, which is July 14th. It's gonna be 4 to 7 local time. And
okay, yep, Sunday.
Yeah, that's what it is. So it's that same kind of thing where Entei will appear anywhere there is not already a raid. And you'll get 5 sort of daily passes.
Yep. Like the normal raid.
Yeah, the normal spin a gym and get a raid pass. You'll get 5 of those that day. Of course, there is a chance of encountering a shiny.
Just the normal, like, when they did the bird raid days.
Exactly. Or like Lapras raid day.
Yeah. I don't remember, did they just give you 5 passes or can you spin five things?
You have to spin the gym.
Okay.
But it's not hard, especially if you're going around doing the raids.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think of that 4 to 7 shift from the 3 to 6?
I'm kind of indifferent to it altogether.
I feel like up in the northern hemisphere we're spoiled. I feel like it would be a bummer if we were in the southern hemisphere. If we were like in Australia or something when it's winter.
Oh.
Because that 7 in winter gets kind of late.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to keep it through for the winter for us, for the Northern Hemisphere.
Probably not, because Niantic's in California.
I almost visited them when I was in San Francisco. I think they're in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when the sun sets at 5:30.
I know. It's kind of a bummer if you're starting at 4. So, sorry, everybody in the Southern Hemisphere. We feel for you.
Yeah. I liked it when it was on the weekends, but like kind of midday.
Yeah.
Personally,
I thought 3 to 6 was good.
Yeah, 3 to 6 wasn't bad.
It got out of this because it does get really hot if it's like noon.
Yeah,
well, that can get kind of brutal.
Technically, kind of the hottest part of the day, but after that, it starts to cool down after that.
Yeah.
And
I think it was a good compromise to our Southern Hemisphere friends. Who don't want to be playing for an hour and a half in the dark.
I don't know. I don't think that stops us up here.
It doesn't, not at all, but...
Well, it definitely does not stop me from walking behind the shopping center by my house at 11:30 because I forgot my daily stop.
As long as you get it before midnight, right?
Yep, I've done that.
Me too.
And anyway, then, so Shiny Entei is, it's a real subtle, his little,
it is.
His little head thing is gold, not red, I think.
Yeah.
And it's his kind little,
of a brown, I guess?
His little star cheek flaps are like,
or black, dusk, almost.
Ashy black, instead yeah. of kind of like the brown or red or
yeah, he's, I feel like he's just kind of dulled out.
It's kind of a blondish version.
Yeah, but not like Torchic was a blonde version. This is, I feel like this is more of like a muted
yeah.
version, which is fine. I still want one.
Well, obviously.
I got my shiny Kyogre. I was very excited. Anybody who follows us on Twitter at GoPokeCast saw that. I was very excited about it.
Yeah, I got
it. At whatever time it was here, because I don't know, because I was in Osaka when I caught it. So
I got my second shiny outside of community days.
Hey! Oh, yeah, your Executor? I
got random Alolan Executor. And I forgot how horrifying those things are when they attack you. The head just goes like, straight through the camera. Oh my god, those are scary.
I got one of those, and I got two Diglets.
Yeah, I was trying, but...
Two Alolan Diglets. I should be more specific. Alolan Diglets.
I didn't get lucky.
Yeah, I did not get a shiny Alolan Rattata or a shiny Alolan Geodude, but...
Yeah, I was trying. Got nothing, though.
I know. Well,
speaking of shinies, though, Mudkip.
Mudkip!
Mudkip, actually...
Our next community day!
I like Mudkip, mostly because I like saying Mudkip.
Everybody likes Mudkip. He's, like, an internet favorite. Or at least was 5 years ago. 10 years ago? I don't know how old I am.
Anyway, Mudkip is our next community day, and he can be shiny, and he is very pink.
Very pink, and he does not get less pink. It's not like Slakoth,
well, pinky
where he
purple.
Started really pink, and then it gets very subdued. Nope. He is just like pink, purple, gold all the way through. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that was that July 21st.
Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday.
4 to 7 local.
Yep. So essentially a week from our Entei raids.
Okay. So yeah. Standard 3x catch XP, 3-hour lures.
Yep.
All the usual stuff. No word on the exclusive move.
But again, follow our Twitter, and as soon as it's announced, I will be posting it on there.
They usually don't really release it until
like a week before,
a couple days before, or a week before.
Yeah, I mean, we'll update you guys again. I know we've not been great. Sorry, I was out of the country for a long time, but we'll be back to our regular weekly schedule.
Taking vacations? What are you?
I know, it's crazy.
Anyway, that'll be fun. I like Mudkip.
Me too. And I'm excited. What do you think? So the next one after that is actually pretty quick. It's August 3rd.
Oh, that's pretty fast.
Yeah. And that's the one, because we kind of knew this one was going to be Mudkip for a while.
Yeah, because they've actually have a pattern. So what's...
Do you have any guess for our August one?
No, I haven't heard of anything.
No, you haven't heard. Nobody's heard, but do you
have a
guess?
I haven't heard rumors or anything.
Because if we think about it logically...
What was the last one? Slakoth?
Yeah. It's always been something that has three yep. evolutionary forms.
I don't even know.
I'm still hoping for Ralts.
I'd be okay with that.
I would love that.
Not a starter.
Because it's not going to be a starter, because it's the off week, yeah, or the off month.
Which counts. I could go for a shiny Ralts.
Me too. But if we think, because we're kind of running out of three-tiered Pokemon. We're kind of, you know, getting to that point.
A little bit.
Or at least ones that we, you know, that aren't like Caterpies. Ones that don't already have a shiny form.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for Ralts. I'm probably wrong, but that's my hope. But anyway, your favorite that you've talked about forever is finally coming to Pokemon Go.
What?
Armored Mewtwo.
Have I ever talked about that?
You've talked about it so many times.
Okay, that's news to me.
You thought it was going to be Jirachi. Because Jirachi obviously came out as our new mythical quest.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I remember that now, yeah.
There you go. Armored Mewtwo is finally coming to Pokemon Go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's going to be...
He's going to be the 5-tier raid boss.
Oh, not an EX raid?
No, he's not an EX raid. EX is still Deoxys.
Which is currently speed form.
Correct, which is currently speed form.
Which I actually kind of want because he looks kind of cool.
I know, he's really fun. But yeah, so Armored Mewtwo starts July 10th and will be through the end of the month, July 31st. So that will be your time to get it. This is obviously also coinciding with the release of Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution in Japan, which comes out July 12th. So that's probably why it's in Pokemon Go.
Oh, dang. I saw that he was coming out. I didn't realize that he was coming out so soon.
Yes, he's coming out tomorrow.
Mewtwo cosmetic items. There's the word I needed.
Yes, the Style Shop will be having Mewtwo items. Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution, Arbored Mewtwo, whatever you want to call it. Probably one of those.
Bunch of gobbledygook. I don't know why I'm talking about that. I don't know.
Yeah. If anybody's curious, that Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution is the 22nd installment of Pokemon films, and it's just basically a CGI remake of the first film, but...
Like the very first one that came out in early 2000s?
Yes.
Wasn't Detective Pikachu similar, or did they just happen to have a similar story arc to the first movie?
You didn't see that, did you?
Because I still have yet to see it. I was supposed to go see it on Sunday, but...
Okay, well, we should go see that, because it was a really good movie.
Okay.
But also, no, not even close.
Okay, I'm making stuff up, so ignore
me. Yes, you are. It has Mewtwo in it, so in that sense, yes.
Okay.
And it does have him in a lab, like we saw in the trailer, with him, like, breaking out of the lab like he does in the first movie.
Yeah, because that's just
But I think that's kind of the only similarity.
Meh, anyway.
But anyway, so that's coming. I'm super excited. I really want Arbored Mewtwo. As of right now, we think he's probably going to have similar stats to the regular Mewtwo that was out in the X-Rates.
If anything, I would imagine he has slightly boosted HP and defense.
Yeah, and again,
because
we'll know more tomorrow when he comes out, and it'll all be up on our Twitter at GoPokeCast.
Well, he's probably going to be like a 70,000 CP raid.
It's Armored Mewtwo. That would be fair. I think that's the only time it would be fair. All right. And finally, this brings us to our sort of last news of the summer, which is the Yokohama Go Fest. This is obviously going to be Blanche's challenge because we've already had Sparks and Candelas. So just like how the other two have happened, there's going to be an in-Go Fest sort of challenge and then a team-based challenge.
Yep.
So these will be going on to the challenge. We'll be going from Monday, August 5th to Monday, August 12th. The people who are at Yokohama Go Fest have to do 2 million research tasks to get that 3x Stardust. These are all Stardust-related challenges, like how Candela's going on right now is all XP-related ones. The nice. Blanche's is going to all be Stardust.
Yep.
So for Team Instinct, which I'm sorry, we slack. We have so many less numbers, and we try really hard.
Well, you completed them all. You were just behind everyone else.
That's because we have like half the team members everybody else does.
But again, you as long as we
did
get
it.
There.
I tried. I did. I was on that stupid tour bus with the students being like, gotta do these quests. The kids thought I was nuts.
Complete 25 million research tests.
They're all globally. 25 million, yeah.
Which will unlock 3,000 Stardust per raid, guaranteed.
For Instinct. For Valor, it's 3x Hatch Stardust. For Mystic, it's Our Star Pieces.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Why not? Or why?
I feel like the... Oh, never mind.
What?
I misread that. I was like, I feel like one of those should be 3x Catch Stardust. Oh, that's the global, or that's the GoFest one.
That's the GoFest one, yes. Catch Stardust.
I'm just slow here.
You got this.
And if we do all that, everything will be unlocked, and the bonuses will start Tuesday, August 13th, 1 p.m. I don't know if that's local or... I think that's...
I'm going to assume that's Pacific time.
Probably.
They usually are in Pacific time.
Running through August 20th, which is also a Tuesday, at 1 p.m. as well, Pacific.
Yep. And of course, if we get all of them, then... Shiny Suicune will be available in raids, and that would be Saturday, August 17th.
Yep.
We don't know the time yet. My guess would be either 3 to 6 or 4 to 7.
Yeah.
Local time.
Similar raid day times.
And Shiny Suicune is also kind of just like a duller version. I know it's kind of like main. I don't know what you would call it. It's sort
long, luscious, flowing locks.
Yeah, it's definitely darker, rich blue. I kind of like that.
That's blue.
But kind of like Entei, it's kind of more of just like a dulled version of its original colors, except for that gorgeous blue hair.
Well, I mean, the birds were kind of the same way.
True, yeah.
Except for the jet birds. Like, Zapdos, you could barely tell a difference.
Well, yeah.
Moltres was kind of pink.
It was like spicy chicken.
And Articuno was just kind of like a light blue instead of a dark blue.
That's true. A lot of those like trio legendaries are kind of
They just kind of slightly shifted the color palette or just changed the saturation.
Yes. All right, and on to our last thing for this podcast. This is probably the thing I am most excited about.
This sounds like fun.
I'm so ready for this.
Oh, that's stupid. Sorry.
The balloon?
The balloon. They hit a,
I know.
They actually contracted a hot air balloon.
I feel like I like liked 1,000 of those on Twitter.
Yeah, they were everywhere. It's just, like, who has a Team Rocket hot air balloon for rent?
Niantic.
Unless they had that custom made for them. That's
oh,
awesome.
That would be amazing.
I hope they did.
But oh, so in case it's not clear, we are talking about the Team Rocket invasion. This is not something that's been publicly announced, but has been data mined incredibly. If you follow us on Twitter, I've been posting about this pretty much nonstop. I am so excited for this Team Rocket invasion. So again, it's not confirmed 100% what it's going to be, but we're thinking it's going to be kind of similar to raids. So if
this is going to be interesting if it how it's going to work. So Datamine dialogue suggests that the structure of the battle will be a Team Rocket or Team Go Rocket will invite you to Pokestop.
Yeah, so
it'll probably show up. They also changed the random side note. They changed the stops for sponsored stops. They now have a little pink thing.
Yes, same with gyms. They have the little pink thing in them, and you can get special sponsored quests.
Oh, cool.
From
so I have a feeling it'll probably show up like that, if this is to be believed. You'll battle them, trainer battle style or raid style?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess...
Most people are speculating it's going to be raid style.
I'm going to guess trainer battle style.
That's more what I was leaning towards as well.
If you defeat them, the Grunt will abandon their shadow Pokemon. You'll battle their shadow Pokemon.
Right, so that's been the biggest thing with this leak.
So that's
is that there's shadow Pokemon and purified Pokemon.
That's interesting. You'll have the ability to catch the shadow Pokemon, and if caught, you can then purify it. Probably into its regular non-shadowy version.
Yeah.
How that's done, who knows?
We don't know. It's...
Probably...
Yeah.
Through an item, or walking it.
Oh, I never thought about walking it. I was thinking item.
So, like, Feebas.
Oh, yeah, where you have to get the candy and walk it.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. I know, I'm really excited to see. And again, if you want to look at this, I've reblogged a lot of... Reblogged is not the right word.
We know what you're talking
Retweeted?
About, though. Sure.
A lot of stuff, mostly from Charles. I never know how to pronounce that.
Anyway.
Sorry. Charles. Charles is all I can think of. It's not Charles. Yep.
Charles with the R's out of the place. He is a... I don't know how he data mines this thing, but he data mines it like crazy.
So well.
So
all, like, even the dialogue from your team leader is up on there. I've retweeted it. Go ahead and look at GoPokeCast.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. Though, according to other research, it's going to be more raid style.
Yeah, I hope it's more PvP.
Yeah, I hope it's much more individualized. Gesundheit. As opposed to raids, so then you have to, like, organize more than 2 or 3 people.
I know, I'm already going to have a hard enough time getting enough people for Armored Mewtwo outside of that community day.
Right.
So, I'm hoping it's something you can do more individually, and I think that would be more true to the spirit of the original games anyway.
So, this is going to be interesting to keep an eye on, because if they invade a Pokestop, they might follow the Pokestop reset schedules, which is... once a day.
Yeah.
So then they'll probably just go floating around.
Which would be more fun.
Which is fine. Or they might just invade it for a couple days.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know how this is going to work at all.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah. And again, if we find out about it before next week, it'll be up on Twitter. Otherwise, we'll report on it next week.
I don't think we're going to hear anything on this one for...
They've been teasing it pretty hard. I assume it's going to come out soon. Maybe after Entei.
I give it another week or two before
on
we
Sunday.
Hear anything.
Yeah. All right. Well,
phew, man, that's, yeah.
I know. We missed.
A lot going on. They have a busy summer, man.
We missed a lot. Hope everybody got their Jirachi.
Nope. I'm still working on it. I'm a dummy.
Why?
It gave me a Dratini encounter.
Right.
I caught the Dratini. Forgot that I needed to evolve a Dratini. I immediately transferred it. I don't have any other Dratinis.
Well, that was a mistake.
Yep. So, that's the story of my...
That's the story of your sad...
Of my research
progress. Of research
there.
Tasks.
Yep. I'm a dummy some days.
Right.
But, at least I'm done with the executors. I finished that part up.
What?
That's okay. That was several stages back for Meltan.
Are you still working on Meltan?
Yep.
Oh, I feel a little bad. Okay. Well, I think we should end this.
All right, we'll see everyone next week.
That's the end.
If you have any Pokemon Go questions for us, please email us at pokecastgo.podcast@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Twitter @GoPokecast.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see everyone next week.